Ipsos poll, public opposes visa workers by 2-1 margin. By Neil Munro on August 6, 2020. Americans oppose the inflow of foreign visa workers and seasonal workers by roughly 2-1 during the coronavirus epidemic and crash, according to a new survey by the highly ranked Ipsos polling firm. The strongest opposition in the NPR-funded poll came from women, of whom just 24% supported the continued inflow of foreign workers, such as H-1B and OPT graduates, H-2B seasonal laborers, and J-1 university workers. The poll is good news for President Donald Trump, who announced additional curbs August 3 on the H-1B outsourcing program. It is also bad news business groups who failed to sneak a vast job outsourcing program through the Senate on August 5. The July 30 to 31 poll of 1,115 adults asked, should the federal government restrict immigration to the U.S. during the coronavirus pandemic by doing each of the following? Banning the entry of foreign guest workers and seasonal workers into the U.S. The exclusion was supported by 58% of respondents, including 64% of people aged between 35 and 54, 58% of people who earn between $50,000 and $100,000, and 56% of people in the Midwest. But the poll also showed large don't-know responses, including 17% of women and 22% of voters aged 18 to 34. In comparison to most polls, which usually show rising support for migration among the wealthy, the Ipsos survey showed people who earn more than $100,000 have the strongest opposition to visa workers, 61%. This group also has the lowest don't-know response of just 10%. The visa worker question was part of a larger poll that showed strong opposition to migration amid the pandemic. For example, 78% supported temporarily closing the U.S. border, except for essential travel. Only 14% opposed closing the borders. 58% supported banning the entry of asylum seekers and refugees into the U.S. The poll showed 31% to 11% strong support for the statement, when jobs are scarce, employers should prioritize hiring people of this country over immigrants. The overall response for that question was 52% agree, 15% disagree, and 23% neither agree nor disagree. The poll reflects Americans' split attitudes towards migration. Progressives and conservatives hold strong ideological opinions, but a vast swath of non-ideological voters, including Hispanics, want to both welcome some legal immigrants and also force employers to hire all Americans first. This decent tension was spotlighted by comments from some of the respondents. I feel like we need to take care of America first. Tammy Buns, a Republican respondent from Queen Creek, Arizona. We should be staying at home, and I think other countries should not be coming in until we have the coronavirus especially under control. Another respondent, Robert Torres of San Leandro, California, is a third-generation immigrant, SIC, from Mexico who identifies as politically independent. He said, right now is not a very good time to be immigrating. That's partly because of the pandemic, Torres says, but also because there's a lot of undocumented here that should be documented before we start adding to the immigration. Pro-migration advocates try to stigmatize this tension as xenophobia, as if Americans have an uncontrollable hatred of foreigners. But pro-migration advocates found some data in the survey to share. For example, 37% said they strongly agree that immigrants are an important part of our American identity. The public split evenly on many questions, including there are enough immigrants in America already, and our government needs to pause further immigration. The U.S. should give priority to immigrants who speak English. Most immigrants to the United States do not easily assimilate into American society. But large percentages also dodge the questions, saying, neither agree nor disagree to the questions, and also to the establishment's demand for more migration.